This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It's with Hans's permission that I read this. I asked Hans if I could read this. He's in the service today, I believe, and Hans writes about something, an experience in his life. For 6 weeks in January, we experienced what was called the Journey Home. It was a six-week message series, and we had 43 groups that met during the week to discuss the messages. If you remember, the Journey Home was about coming home to the Father through the Son. In fact, that was the emphasis. And one of the lessons, one of the early lessons in the series was about how your earthly relationship with an earthly father impacts your relationship with your heavenly Father. And you may have been here this Sunday. I told about Dr. Charles Stanley's stepfather, how he had a terrible relationship with his stepfather. But Charles Stanley would say he had a love gap in his relationship with his earthly father. Therefore, he had a love gap in his relationship with the heavenly Father. Hans writes this. This is a very powerful story. Approximately 10 years ago, my mother passed away from cancer. Shortly thereafter, my father and I had a falling out. As years progressed, our relationship deteriorated to the point where we hadn't spoken to each other for the past 3 years. It got so bad that when we ran into each other at the store or at a restaurant, we would see each other and not even acknowledge each other. Recently, my sister-in-law invited my wife and me to join their small group for the Journey Home series. Early on in the series, we talked about how the relationship with our earthly father affects our relationship with our heavenly Father. As the series went on, I began to pray about my relationship with my dad, and the Holy Spirit began to convict me to do something about it. After church on the fourth week into the Journey Home series, I decided that when I got home that day, I would give my dad a call, although I was still very hesitant. I didn't take my cell phone to church that day. When I got home and picked up my phone, I noticed that I had missed a call and a voice message. I looked to see who the missed call was from, and it was from my dad. I listened to the message, and it said, "Hans, this is your dad. Give me a call. That is surely God doing for me what I couldn't or wouldn't do for myself. I knew that I should, but I didn't know that I would." After an hour-long conversation with my dad that afternoon, we have taken the first steps to heal our relationship. Now we make it a point to call each other every Sunday afternoon. While things aren't perfect, we're working at it. I thank God for Crossview Christian Church and the Journey Home series. What's it have to do with this story in Matthew 21? Everything. This is not a story just about two boys. It's a story about the Father. A Father who wanted a relationship from both sons. A Father who wanted obedience from both sons. A father who wanted to have respect from both sons. And as he wanted his sons to serve him, as was the case in the culture back then. We live in a culture now where people tell their parents what I'll do and what I won't do. And if you don't like it, you can jump in the lake. But back then, when a father said, "I want you to go to work in the fields," that's what you did. You honored your father's wishes. You honored his command. You and I are either people who are doing the will of God or we're pretenders. We pretend that we do, but we really don't. Which is it for you? You know the answer to that question. Either you and I are doing the will of the Father, or we're pretending to, and we don't. And I want to suggest to you that the Lord wants us to be the son or daughter who comes in obedience and says yes.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.